This is episode 1823 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I honor you for giving yourself permission to slow down and connect to the best part of who you are. In today's episode, we launch into a brand new theme that we'll explore all week long. This will be a 7-part series with a meditation technique offered each day this week to help you manage distress. And this is part of a collection of 4 different series, all dealing with different aspects of confidence. In last week's confidence series, you explored how to cultivate a more meaningful self-esteem that comes from within you rather than being reliant on how others regard you. This was one aspect of confidence. Well, confidence also has to do with feeling safe, feeling as though you can trust others and trust your environment. And it has to do with those strong emotions. Your distress may be trauma. You could be suffering from PTSD of some type. Your distress could come from anger. It could come from sadness or grief, or stress and anxiety. So as you focus on managing distress and feeling safe with the people around you, as well as your environment, consider an area of your life where you'd like to create more of this safety. Think about that area of your life right now. Maybe you're worried about your health. Maybe you were in an accident and you're angry at some injury you have. Maybe a loved one betrayed you. Maybe they broke your trust in some way. Maybe you can't let go of anger or a grudge. So think about the kind of distress you may be feeling in your life and just bring it to mind. Now, as you unravel or explore this distress throughout this week's series, you will discover how your distress, whatever you're going through, is not a sentence. You don't have to feel trapped or stuck in distress. It is possible to heal even the most distressed, angry people can heal. You can heal your brain and you can even rewire it. And the research on meditation is showing that it's one of the best techniques to rewire your brain. You can heal your brain and your heart when safety is created. This is when healing happens. So you will be creating a safe haven for yourself this week as you manage your distress. If you'd like to go a little more deeply into this week's series, I know this can be a more intense series than I normally offer here on the podcast. So if you'd like a little more support or half-hour guided meditations, as well as a journal customized for this week's theme specifically, and a guide to go along with it, you can try for 2 weeks free access my Sipinome meditation app. Again, it's 2 weeks free access to the full app when you subscribe, and there are over 1,800 guided meditations on the app. So as you settle yourself down and get ready to meditate, right this moment, wherever you are, you may even be out walking or doing errands, just listening to the techniques. Focus now on the part of your life you'd like to heal this week. Maybe your health or a relationship or distress at work. Bring to mind what you would like to heal. And remember the last time you felt safe in this part of your life. Bring this to mind. It may have been when you were much younger. Place yourself in that environment where you felt secure and confident. Bring in your senses. Notice how it felt, how it smelled. Did it look like? What kinds of things did you hear? Bring these senses into recalling this safe haven. Continue focusing on this part of your life and when you last felt safe. Meditate to the point where you could go a little longer. Always end your meditation on a high note. You are so worth slowing down for.